So to all my small business owners out there, I'm curious. I'm really curious on how you're going to go about acquiring new business. What's your biz dev strategy for 2024? We are 1 month in, and we would love to know what your email open rate's like, what your callback response is like, what are those text messages, SMS returns like, what's that engagement doing for you online? Because to me, I think it's going to require a little bit of a tweak in our existing strategies. We don't have to throw out the whole playbook. Lots of these tried and true methods are still going to work. They just going to require a little bit of a fusion, a little bit of a coming together for us to really get the most out of them, especially if you're planning to work with agencies. And I'm going to press into that on today's show. I think there's more that could be done from an influencer marketing play, and not only just focusing on lead generation and targeting new clients, or only focusing on vanity metrics as a social media agency. There's a micro influencer play that can be done, and it's a fusion, it's a mix of the two that will really help you get the most out of it, and it could be done through like a biz dev show. We're going to get into all this and more on today's Sales Culture Podcast. So there needs to be a better conversation around how people are building the right pipes that will lead their content, that's going to drive real revenue. At the end of the day, that's the whole name in this game, right? Cash flow, cash is king. I mean, cash flow is everything around us, and especially in this small business landscape. One of the challenges out there for all my agency partners, anybody that owns any type of social media or lead gen agency, I've worked with several over the past couple of years. And I gotta tell you, the value props have been the same. However, man, you guys sit on two separate ends of the spectrum that I believe there's a really big need right now to have more people, more agencies living in the middle and acting like farmers. Because right now, the thing is that hunting is great. Hunting was a way of life. There is a need for it. There's a time for it, especially when you're just like trying to raise your first or trying to close your first couple of deals. Early days, hunting is where it's at. I'm a purebred hunter. I've been hunting for a long time. I enjoy the sport of hunting. I'm not nasty hunting. I'm talking about people that are going out acquiring new business. That's the type of hunting I'm talking about. But now with how the buyers like to buy, people don't want to talk to salespeople. They don't really want to talk to them until they know that they're in the market. So finding someone that's in the right timing is even more important than it's ever been. But on top of that, they want to know that you're active online. They want to be able to find you at whatever watering hole or whatever channel that they go get their source of information and find their trusted advisors to go sign off on whatever this thing is that you're offering. You need to be there. So you got to have a presence on LinkedIn if you're going B2B. You got to at least have a profile. Like you got to, it'd be nice to see if you posted more than, you know, once a quarter. Yeah, I mean, but there has to be some evidence from somebody at your company that is talking shop about whatever you're offering. And so that's why the social media companies are needed, right? Like that's been their biggest, the big driving force over the past 10 years or so, 10, 15 years now. However, a lot of agencies are still focused on the vanity metrics. They're still focused on likes. They're still focused on downloads if you're a podcaster. And I mean, you don't need a lot of downloads for your business to be successful. I mean, I leverage my podcast all the time and it's not anywhere close to the top of the charts, but there's a way to go make it make sense for why I do the podcast, because I can put it into the right sequences and keep myself top of mind for whenever my customers are ready to actually move forward with something. So there's a way to leverage the content that's bigger than the likes. On the flip side, if you're a raw, just purebred hunter, reaching out to someone without any presence, man, that's going to be a really hard. That's what you mean. You're talking about working upstream. You're like working up Mount Everest. You're really, you know, hustling backwards. Need for having someone, having an agency that understands and is aligned with the actual companies over a period of time that makes sense. Like a 3 month period of time, this doesn't cut it. Like, and that's where I've messed up in the past. I'm trying to get some action happening and bring in some quality meetings, but it's very short term way of thinking, and really you got to give yourself a good 6 to 9 months to even know if you got something that's worth even hanging into. Because if you're going to do some farming, you can't expect to drop some seeds and all of a sudden within a couple of weeks you got a full crop, right? You might have some weeds in there, but you're not going to have anything that's going to be worth holding on to. Same thing applies here when it comes to lead generation. You need to have the presence online. This could be YouTube, this could be, it doesn't matter where you want to go, but just gotta have a presence wherever you believe that your ideal clients are going to go search online, because everyone's somewhere online. It's just where are they choosing to actually pick up their information from? So you have to be there. You also have to have targeted outreach accounts that target outreach that makes sense. So you got to have a way that you're delivering this information in a timely fashion. And really, it's about just staying top of mind until someone raises their hand. Honestly, like even cold calling, whatever you want to do. I'm not trying to, you could pick your methods of how you want to go about reaching out to people. But the goal is that you catch them when the time is right and you have a way to get that message and get your value across quickly that people can say, hey, you know what? I think I might be interested in what you have to offer. And so that's the need of the agency right now. And it needs to be one. I don't think this is something that can be done properly separate. And that's where I think so many of these challenges happen. Because you have a lead gen agency who just purely focuses on outbound, and then you have the social media marketing agency who's purely focused on vanity metrics. And really, the magic happens in the middle when you have people doing the outbound sending social media clips through email or mentioning it at least in their conversations on the phone call. They're mentioning these things on as they're pursuing the actual accounts that they're going after. That's when things get really interesting. And so to me, this is what the opportunity is of this time. So for 2024, man, I would love to see more farmers out there. We would love to see more agencies coming up with win-win models where there's revenue share models. And I've been hearing some rumors about this. I've talked to a couple people that are experimenting with this. And I would love to hear from my audience, see how this is actually playing out. Because I think that as we're moving even deeper into not only having a agency do some of this content for you, but you get into these micro influencers and you get into having someone on your team that's dedicated to making content for your product or your service. That's what I've been doing for the past couple of years for the actual PiezoWave. This is what happens over time. People are going to be looking for that face and they want to know that the team that's reaching out to them is associated with that face. So I see a lot more agencies going in-house as well as are just having longer term contracts where they can actually build up some real insight into that industry. So for today's Fresh Start Friday, I would love to know, how are you using leveraging agencies? Are you working with more social media people? Are you working with more freelancers? Are you looking at bringing things in-house? I think there's a lot to be done in 24. And one thing I'm doing at the workshop coming up here in Atlanta is that we're going to be diving into the actual growth engine I put together. It's mainly for account-based marketing, but you can leverage your podcast, you can leverage your own influence and really start to build up your own micro-influence. I think that's one of the highly underrated moves for people that are just quote-unquote salespeople only. Because salespeople need influence these days. I know the whole content creators and the influencer world is not really of my whole generation. But with that, I mean, this is something that if you're going to be trying to do business, you better figure out how you can get some influence. And so especially if you're going to go about meeting strangers, if you're going to be working with legacy accounts for the rest of your life, hey man, there's no need to even pursue that. If you're going to try to build up a name for yourself in a new industry, and the reason why you want that is because it makes doing business easier. I mean, you want people coming to you instead of you chasing after them. And that's what having big influence or just micro influence that people can go into your trade shows, you can go into your space, people can at least somewhat recognize what you stand for. This is going to be more and more important. So I'll keep diving into this in the future. With that being said, man, if you haven't done already, please go and subscribe to the podcast. Drop me a note. Let me know what you think, what you thought about this whole episode. And as always, make sure that you stay agile out there in the field because things are moving quick. So even with this thing that we're looking at now with this podcast, Growth Partners, and doing these workshops, these things can come and go at a drop of a hat, right? So you got to be able to move with that. And so stay agile out there. Keep branding yourself and keep getting your message out in front of customers. I'll see you guys next week.